Throughout my week on my Bible app, there were many scriptures, verses of the day that were mainly about love. So then I prayed about it, and this is what God showed me. So the first verse that I want to start off with is 1 Peter 4, verse 8. It says is, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. And this is very interesting, because we know that through Jesus' love for us, he was crucified and he died on the cross. And he wasn't interested in saving himself, but he was interested in saving us. And that was through his love. And his crucifixion covers over a multitude of our sins, and it blots out our record of sin. And that's why love is so powerful and says it in this word. The next scripture is 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 6. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 6, it says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Now, it's very interesting. It says, love keeps no record of wrongs. And as I just said, how Jesus' crucifixion doesn't take our record of sin. It has no record of wrongs. And it says it once again in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 6, how through Jesus' love, he doesn't count how many times we've sinned. Since if we repent, if we ask for forgiveness, it just is blotted out. It's forgotten about. And it was very interesting that God showed me these verses that are interlinked and mention the same thing. And as many of you know, people say Jesus is love and says that in the word. And it says here, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. So if Jesus is love, and love is patient, it is kind, it means that Jesus is patient, he is kind, and that he does not envy, he does not boast. And since our calling, what we've been called to do on earth is to be more like Christ, to know him and to make him known, it means that we also must be patient, and we mustn't envy, and we mustn't boast. And many of us struggle with that nowadays because of the world we live in, with so much temptation around us. Now, the next verse, my last verse that I'll mention, is 1 John 4, verse 19. So 1 John 4, verse 19 says, we love because he loved us. He first loved us. And that shows once again that before we were even born, before we were even in our mother's womb, he loved us. And he knew our calling, he knew our future. And that's why it's so important to love him back, because he died on the cross for us. And that's how he's shown our love to us, and how he provides for us every day. And it's just so amazing that we can show love to others, and that's how important it is to love others, since Jesus also loved others. He loved everyone. He had dinner with, he sat at the table with sinners, and that's how we should be. We should love our enemies, as it says in one of those verses. Don't know which verse it is, but yeah. So that's what I had for today for love and...